With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The race for the White House being roiled by new allegations involving Hunter Biden's foreign business affairs. The New York Post says it has an email from a Ukrainian energy company executive to Hunter Biden, thanking him for arranging a meeting with his father, then Vice President Joe Biden. And Joe Biden has denied any knowledge of his son's business dealings. President Trump says the Bidens got rich while America got robbed. Mr. Trump telling an Iowa rally last evening.
Vice President Joe Biden went to Ukraine and threatened to withhold $1 billion in aid if they did not fire the prosecutor that was investigating his son and the company that his son worked for.
That company, Burisma Holdings, put Hunter Biden on its board of directors, even though he had no experience in the natural gas business. Critics allege he was being paid big money for providing access to his dad. Twitter and Facebook, meanwhile, being slammed for censoring the New York Post story that's unfavorable to the Democratic presidential nominee. The Biden campaign says a review of the former vice president's official schedule shows no evidence of a meeting between Biden and the Ukrainian. Also at SRNNews.com, after two long days of testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
The hearing part is over. You can have two glasses of wine tonight if you like.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, a lighthearted exchange with Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The committee today will start its formal consideration of the nomination, and a vote could come sometime next week. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures sharply lower. Dow futures down 275 points. NASDAQ futures off 160 points. S&P futures down 35. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Bortman. One man should be all right, but another was seriously hurt after both were shot. It happened yesterday afternoon on West 45th Street in Jacksonville. No word on what led up to it. A massive development at the stadium's Lot J has stalled. The Jacksonville City Council has yet to approve the $400-plus million project because they say they haven't gotten details about the parking garages that are part of it. The plans were revealed last week by Mayor Lenny Curry and Jaguars owner Shad Khan. The mayor said the project includes residential, retail, and office buildings, as well as restaurants, a hotel, and the garages, and will be a very big job creator for the area. A woman who was killed Tuesday night told police last week that her alleged killer had tried to run her over. The St. Johns County Sheriff's Office says Derek Perkins of Green Cove Springs, whom they arrested Tuesday night, had yet to be served with an injunction filed by the victim. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. One of America's most respected talk show hosts, Dennis Prager, is here every weekday from noon till 3 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that slow traffic on the Dames Point Bridge headed north. An accident still has the right lane blocked, so be aware and add an extra couple minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
It will be cloudy today with a chance of rain, the high 85, partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 70, right now 68 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new poll show voters are split down the middle on repealing Obamacare. The ACT college exam finds the average national score on education continues to decrease. And news reports say the unmasking investigation commissioned by U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr will not bring any criminal charges against members of the Obama administration.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
7:05, good Thursday morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson coming up in just a little bit. Election lawyer Tom Spencer. Hey, the lawsuit's already underway in some of the states. We're going to focus here on Florida as some of the Well, some of the predictions, which we all know, we may not know a winner that night. By the way, we're going to be doing election night coverage. We do it. It is a tradition with this radio show for many years. But here at WBOB, we're going to start it off at 7 o'clock with all whole host of guests, and we're going to go with you for a few hours. Again, on Tuesday evening, November the 3rd, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. But some are predicting, well, we may know that this is what the Democrats are saying. Trump's going to win, and then when the absentees come in, then that's when it gets all going to be diced up.
Right, right. And a lot of people, 15 million Americans have already voted, which is a record number of people who voted by mail and early voting.
That's right. And to all of my Republican friends out there, you should be very concerned about this, because this has not seen numbers like this since that of the days of who? Barack H. Obama, who won in a pretty good race and who beat John McCain pretty easily. By the way.
And if you are a poll denier, these aren't polls. These are actual votes.
Yes, these are actual votes.
So 15 million. Yeah.
Well, that's assuming all the Democrats are voting for Biden. Well, you're assuming that all the Republicans are going to vote for Trump. So I'm just telling you what the reality world is. Okay? Some of you need to stop taking the red pill and take the blue pill. Or is it like, 904-831. You like that one, right?
Interesting analogy.
904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB. All right, let's continue on with the news. Obamacare has now surfaced back up. Why? Well, we saw what happened with the Amy Coney Barrett hearings that took place. Now, whether or not she's going to dismantle Obamacare, she has nothing to do with it, folks. Okay? But bottom line, it's coming back up again in the month of November. Fox News, Kevin Cork.
The Justice Department is backing a case brought by state attorneys general that the Supreme Court will hear in November. It alleges that the legislation's individual mandate provision was made unconstitutional when its penalty was set to $0 under the president's 2017 tax overhaul.
All right. So there you go. It's coming back up. Let us go back. I'm setting this story up because the votes are split now. According to a Hill-Harris X poll that just came out, 50% of registered voters say they oppose getting rid of Obamacare, and the same amount of 50% say they support. All right? 50% say do not touch it. 50% say no, it needs to be struck down. 74% of Republicans support repealing Obamacare, and guess who else with a majority? 52% of independent voters, 74% of Democrats oppose eliminating Obamacare. Let us go back to February of this year, where Obamacare had a 55% approval rating.
CARE Act's favorability hit a record high in a new poll highlighting the shifting political tones around the law. A Kaiser Family Foundation poll finds that 55% of the public views the health law favorably, the highest level since KFF began polling the question about 10 years ago. Just 37% said they view it unfavorably. Obamacare was long viewed more unfavorably than favorably, especially during the troubled rollout of the healthcare.gov website.
Now again, the numbers have split. There's a reason why I think the numbers are coming down, because I think the enrollment period's kicking back up.
Okay.
Which means some of you are getting notifications coming in the mail. And I got news for you. Your prices have not decreased. Oh, here's my question to you out there listening. Why have Obamacare premiums increased? Can someone give me a good reason answer why to that? I've got several, but I like, you know, what do you think out there? Remember what former President Barack H. Obama said?
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Is that still true to today? But Dr. Mark Siegel, professor of medicine at New York University, says what may end up being the compromise if the whole bill is not done away with, that you will see more of certain things applied to it, and you may see more states go down the road of Medicaid expansion.
We have to have a compromise. If the law stands, which I think it will, we then have to find ways to fill in the gaps. Why wouldn't you have Medicaid work programs in states that want them? Mm-hmm. States that say, hey, we want people to have the opportunity to participate in community service, to get education. Medicaid expansion, I'd like the idea of work requirements if the states want it. I like the idea of group plans. Why shouldn't associations be able to come together? That will lead to more competition, more choice, and lower and more access to cheaper plans.
So there you go. So that's what it may look like and end up being the compromise. Another big story that has come out now. You guys ready for this? The ACT, the American College Testing, their exam finds that the average national scores continue to decrease. The nonprofit organization announced that the national average score has dropped again for a third year in a row. The national average score for the 2020 U.S. high school graduating class was 20.6. out of 36 points, a decrease from last year, and the lowest average in the past 10 years. But as the answer could be, hey, we haven't spent enough money on education.
And this has been the theme for the last 30 years. Spending goes up and up and up no matter what happens. Money is always needed. Was any money saved this spring? But give us the money and we'll perform. We've been hearing this for 30 years. There's nothing new here. And we have been spending like crazy. And we have not gotten improvement. Money's gone up, performance flat.
Former Education Secretary Bill Bennett. Here is a clip real quick from Real Clear Politics. This is the one, the RCP average that you see all over Fox and MSNBC and everywhere else out there that sit back and say this is how they judge some of the performance on the polls out there, who accurate and who isn't accurate maybe. Here is a poll that was done where most Americans in the political parties on the 50% of Dems and 50% of Republicans agree that education is either fair or poor.
A majority of American voters are dissatisfied with U.S. public education, according to a new survey of 2,000 registered voters by Real Clear Opinion Research. It's one issue Democrats and Republicans agree on. 50% of Republicans and 55% of Democrats now rate American education as only fair or poor.
Now, I think that number's gone up from the Democrats. The Republicans, I thought, would have been a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
This is the question that I want to ask. And we've heard from a lot of members of the audience, okay? My question is, it's like remedial courses. These numbers haven't changed, by the way. It's like 50+%
mm-hmm.
over the last 20 years where those that have to go, high school kids going into college aren't ready. They got to take remedial courses. Then that means somebody's dropped the ball. So is it, you can blame Common Core, is it the No Child Left Behind, whoever? Or are we teaching too much to the state testing instead of teaching more to the topics that the kids should be learning instead of just overall cramming it in? Or do you take normal quizzes out there Yeah, the answer is school choice. I get that. But there have been those in the public school system that do quite well as well. So this is what I have to ask. If we're spending all this amount of money, or maybe we're not spending enough money, as some would say, but why is it that the education numbers continue to drop here?
New concerns about education in America, with national exam test scores stagnant over the past decade, the New York Times highlighting 2 out of 3 children did not meet the standards for reading proficiency. The dismal results reflected the performance of about 600,000 students in reading and math, whose scores made up what is called the nation's report card.
That is the host of the Daily Briefing, Dana Perino. Now, this is my question to you, you out there listening. Why have the grades continue to drop?
Via the public school system and about education and how important it is that conservatives wake up to the fact that we've lost the education battle with the left.
Candace Owens, commentator, founder of Blexit, Black Conservative, says, hey, Republicans, you guys have dropped the ball in public education.
And what that allows Democrats to do when they have a handle on the school system. If we continue to allow the Democrat Party to control education, we are guaranteeing them the future because the youth is the future.
Okay. So to me, this is a fascinating issue, Raj.
It absolutely is. And, you know, I'm kind of concerned a little bit at the numbers. I know overall it's decreasing. But did you say the perfect score was 30 points?
36 points.
36. Okay.
All right. I don't know. Well, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
But now they get 20.6. It's dropped this year. It decreased. It dropped from last year as well. And then this is the third year in a row. This is the lowest it's had over 10 years.
Right, right. I wonder, though, are we putting too much expectation on the school system and the teachers when there's so many opportunities for people to learn, self-educate, self-study on their own
right.
through different online resources, going to the library and learning? Is there a general curiosity about learning things that people only can get within the confines of their classroom, or they want to expand their knowledge and learning outside of the classroom? I think that's really going to be key there.
So this is not a conspiracy question mm-hmm. to you out there listening. You know, we talked about Obamacare. My question to you, for you out there listening, I want to get back to education real quick. If the numbers are now split, Obamacare premiums have not gone down. They have gone up. And they've been going up. And they were going up before Trump eliminated the individual mandate. Oh, yeah. Why are they continuing to go up? That's the first question. Or how many of y'all support keeping Obamacare out? Maybe, some of you saying, hey, we just kind of need to revamp it. Okay, just tell me what areas you want to revamp it. Because the left wants to overhaul it. Public option? Oh, we'll get to public option in a moment, by the way. That's not a smart move as well. Some Democrats are talking about that here locally. But the Medicare for All, yeah, that's even worse. But on the education level, now, for those of you listening, I mean, I'm going to get to you in just a second. I get the answer. School choice, I'm all in favor of it, okay, for the private schools. But if the grades or the scores continue to drop, but yet we're told that your local school district is passing. Well, here's the conspiracy question. Is somebody inflating the grades? Are we inflating the grades? That's my question. And if the ACT scores show that high school kids are not prepared for college, is it a home thing? Is it a teacher thing? Is it a curriculum thing? Is it a discipline thing? Or is it we have too much federal government involved from No Child Left Behind and stuff and things of the states of Common Core? Or here's the other question before we get to hear you. The question is, are we teaching too much to the test? Should we lessen the restrictions on how kids should learn when it comes to the test? Or are we overdoing of what we're teaching our kids? And maybe we need to eliminate some other programs out there and focus on the basics. Maybe less of you putting that food in your mouth. I'm just kidding. But anyway, so that is the question that we are asking right here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. All right, let's take your calls. 904-831-0600. I got to take a quick break. I want to get to Mary and others. I'm going to give you guys plenty of time. Why is it that Obamacare, it's 50-50, you get rid of it or you keep it around? Do we need to keep Obamacare around, and where could we possibly improve it, or do we need to get rid of the whole system? And please tell me, I have several reasons why, but I'd love to hear from you. Why have Obamacare premiums gone up? And by the way, on the education, ACT scores, American College Testing says kids aren't prepared. It's the third year in a row, the lowest level of 10 years. Well, guess what? Kids are not ready for college. Can you tell me what you think of how we can turn that around? Love to hear your calls, your views. 904-831-0600. Your calls are up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and Luna Street. Add an extra couple minutes. And if you see anything, because there's no way that we can see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
It will be cloudy today with a chance of rain, the high 85, partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 70, right now 68 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change.
It's hard enough learning as is, but now that we're just sitting in front of computer screens, it's even harder. So a dad figured he could kind of make things a little bit easier by building his kids' school desks. He used to be a carpenter, so this was kind of a no-brainer for him. Word got out and thousands of people have contacted him asking for a desk for their own kids. Some parents said they've noticed a total change in their kid ever since they got their own workspace. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Welcome to New Home Rebate Realty, the place where we're going to help you get a new home rebate when you're buying a new construction, when you're building a home from a builder. We want to legally show you how to put money in your pocket. Can we help you with the furniture? Can we help you with the driveway? Can we pay closing costs? New Home Rebate Realty. Let's go.
Don't miss the New Home Rebate Realty Show, 4 p.m. Saturday afternoons on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
It's been quite a year. The events we've experienced thus far in 2020 will change us forever. This weekend, CBS Audio presents America, Changed Forever, hosted by Gil Gross. From the coronavirus pandemic to the impact of George Floyd's death and the Black Lives Matter movement, Gil will talk with the newsmakers and bring you the latest. Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 1 p.m. on WBOB. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. News reports say the unmasking investigation commissioned by U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr will not bring any criminal charges against members of the Obama administration. At last night's debate between Congressman John Rutherford and Donna Deegan, the candidates weighed in on issues like COVID-19, health care, and the economy. And a new survey tells how voters believe which candidate will be better for Social Security and Medicare.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, how many of y'all watched the debate last night? I did, between Congressman Rutherford and Donna Deegan. All right. I like to hear from you. Who do you think won? Roger, you didn't watch it yet. Why not?
You know, I had some things.
You didn't like the
up.
Logistics? You didn't like Ken Justice?
You know what? I got busy doing some things, and unfortunately, it slipped my mind that it was even on.
What are you watching, The Real Housewives on the Bravo channel?
Handling things, you know.
Here's some clips on Donna Deegan on tax cuts. You ready for this?
As far as the taxes are concerned, yes, I would repeal that tax cut. It helps primarily the top 1% and big corporations. Do you know we have 90 corporations in this country that pay zero in taxes? That is not right. When this country...
Just 90.
Has been the most successful. When it has had the lowest debt, you know what we've done? We've invested in the middle class.
The lowest debt? What? When did this happen? All right, more of the clip.
And that's what we have got to go back to doing. So I would absolutely repeal that tax cut.
All right, she says she repeals the tax cuts. Here's another one of what she said, where she's wrong on. Listen to this. This is a nice spin, by the way. I must admit, she did a good job spinning last night.
I would, and I get so tired of seeing the misleading commercials that say, you know, that tell, and this is just such a, you know, going to raise your taxes. No, he's going to raise your taxes if you make more than $400,000 a year because...
John McLaughlin says, what, Roger?
Wrong.
Wrong. She's wrong. There was a middle-class tax cut as well. All right? So listen to what she's not telling you.
Because we need to pay for things in this country. We need to pay for health care. We need to pay for other needs.
All right. Hey, wait a second. We really had enough money to pay for health care. Can you tell me why we haven't had enough money to pay for health care? You do know that we looked at taking up $800 billion, literally money, from Medicare to fund Obamacare, and we still raised taxes on the rich, and we still went into a deficit. So that excuse is wrong. Oh, Congressman Rutherford, please let me be your PR in the next debate. Never mind. All right. I love God, John. Okay. Here's more of the clip.
We have in this country. So, yes, I would support that tax bill. And I think corporations need to pay their fair share. What we're doing with...
Oh, my word. Okay. Here's more of the clip.
This bill is we're encouraging them to go to offshore tax...
No. By raising taxes on them is you're encouraging more manufacturers to go offshore. And look at the night and day effect between the Trump tax cuts that brought in more manufacturers compared to the Obama years. That is documented by the National Manufacturers Association.
Exactly. These overseas companies, offshore companies, came back home after the Trump tax cuts.
I'm just telling you the truth. Here we go.
And not spend any tax dollars here. I think we need to hold those companies accountable. They need to be. You know, when Ronald Reagan was president, Kent.
Oh, listen to this. Here's where the spin comes in.
I think we need to hold those companies accountable. They need to be. You know, when Ronald Reagan was president, Kent. I think corporations paid about 50% of our tax base in this country. Now it's under 6.
Really? It didn't happen because of Trump. By the way, taxes were coming way down. It was at 75, 50, then it dropped down to 28%. She didn't tell you that.
Nations need to pay their fair share, and the middle class needs to get a break.
Oh, my word. Here, man, I've got more of these. Here's one from, hold on, I think I got Rutherford on it.
Let's hear him.
Well, let me do this. I didn't do too much of John. I like John a lot. Who do you think won the debate last night? I think she won the debate because her personality is much more out there. I don't think she was right on her issues, but I think John's laid back approach, and he was very polite, never interrupted her, and I don't think she interrupted him.
Maybe he felt he didn't need to. I mean, the latest poll show, he's by far ahead in the polls.
But I mean, John comes across as, I'm here to buy you a cup of coffee. That's how he came across last night. And that I think a lot of people like.
Right.
He just got a little too much deep in the woods, like HR Bill 3 and HR. And I just don't, most people aren't following that. But allow me to be the PR firm for John Rutherford this morning, which I'm not being paid to. And on the other side, she is talking about a public option. Excuse me. She's talking about competition. And Kent Justice, kind of in a question, called her out on it.
Right.
Wait till you hear this. By the way, Kent, me and Roger want not Rick Mulvaney, we want a credit because I know you listened to this morning show and all your questions came from this morning show. I'm telling you, it's the same. I texted him last night. He was blown up. Okay, anyway.
Really?
More on the other side. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and Luna Street. Add an extra couple minutes. And if you see anything, because there's no way that we can see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Overcast today with a chance of rain. The high 85, partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 70. Right now, 67 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
First Coast Friends of the NRA holds a special fundraising banquet Saturday, October 17th at the Ramallah American Club on Parental Home Road. Support the Second Amendment and enjoy an evening of food, fun, fellowship, and firearms. Plenty of great items to win, including a Henry 4570 rifle with an NRA seal. Reserve a single ticket or a whole table. For information and to reserve your seat, visit fcfnra.org. Come support the First Coast Friends of the NRA, October 17th, online at fcfnra.org.
We're up at the bottom of a half-hour break. For those of you on hold, if you will remain on hold, I will get to your calls and give you guys plenty of time. How many of y'all saw the debate last night between Donna Deegan and John Rutherford? I think Deegan won it based on, she's more exciting. And that's not a put-down the congressman. He's just laid back. I've hung out with him. He's laid back. And he was polite. She didn't interrupt him. He didn't interrupt her. He was just, I think he kept looking at Kent going, hey, man, when are we going to Denny's after this? That's... I'm ready to get out of here. So, I mean, as a compliment to Congressman Rutherford, I think on the debate, she outdid him last night. But I think he could have been. I think he could have knocked it out of the ballpark. Just say, hey, Donna, man, you don't have the facts again. This is the way it is. This, you know. So, but that's just me. But we'll have more of this coming up next. Your call is 831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio AM 600 101.1 FM WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The race to the White House being roiled by new allegations involving Hunter Biden's foreign business affairs. The New York Post says it has obtained an email from a Ukrainian energy company executive to Hunter Biden, thanking him for arranging a meeting with his father, then Vice President Joe Biden. But Joe Biden has previously denied any knowledge of his son's overseas business dealings. Following 2 days of long days of testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee, the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will wrap up today. The panel will start its formal consideration of the nomination, and a vote is expected next week. Stock futures pointing to a lower open this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures down 270 points. NASDAQ futures off 159. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A woman who was killed Tuesday night told police last week that her alleged killer had tried to run her over. The St. Johns County Sheriff's Office says Derek Perkins of Green Cove Springs, whom they arrested Tuesday night, had yet to be served with an injunction filed by the victim, but he'd already been charged with aggravated assault. One area school has closed after a coronavirus outbreak. The principal of Fletcher High School in Neptune Beach says the building will be closed through at least this coming Monday after more than a dozen cases were reported. While it's closed, all instruction will take place online and no sports nor any other after-school activities will take place. Throughout Duval County, there have been more than 32,000 cases to date. One man should be all right, but another was seriously hurt after both were shot. It happened yesterday afternoon on West 45th Street in Jacksonville. No word yet on what led up to it. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
What does it take to defeat cancel culture? We'll ask Hollywood actor and director Nick Searcy on the next America First with me, Dr. G. Jennifer Horne, our West Coast warrior princess, and Boris Epstein will provide us the latest update on how the campaign is doing with less than 3 weeks to go. And then a whole hour with my fellow Salem National Radio host, Dennis Prager.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and Luna Street. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, because there's no way that we can see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy today with a chance of rain. The high 85, partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 70. Right now, 68 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new survey tells how voters believe which candidate will be better for Social Security and Medicare. A new poll shows voters are split down the middle on repealing Obamacare. And the ACT college exam finds the average national score on education continues to decrease.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, let's get some calls. I always enjoy hearing from you. Let's start off with Mary. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, by the way. Mary, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I blame two things for the education problem. One is the parents. I taught for 7 years, so I have a base of knowledge.
All right.
They do not discipline the kids. The kids have no respect for authority. If you call the parents, they're going to take the kids' side and cuss you out. So that's why I got out.
I believe you. I believe you on that one.
Second thing is the internet. They don't have to try anymore. They Google everything. They don't want to study. They don't want to learn. They just want to have a good time. Kids have no discipline, not all of them. In your advanced baccalaureate studies, they do fine. But your average kid could care less, and the parents let him get away with it.
Well, wait a second. Hold on, wait. Instead of the parents, but if the kids are not, well, wait, are they learning it online or not? Because they still got to be graded by the teacher.
No, they're cheating.
Well, wait, how are they cheating if they're learning it online?
No, I'm saying for kids who are in brick-and-mortar schools, that's what I taught. Plagiarism is rampant.
Wow.
They're going to take the easy way out. There is no way around it.
Hold on. Mary, what you're saying is they're doing the job by, they're cutting and pasting like it's their own words.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you for clarifying that. All right. When I have to do research as a news reporter, I don't plagiarize. I will give credit if there's part of a story that's from another clip or something like that, like you hear, or from an article at floridadaily.com. If they're learning, I don't have a problem. I want them to learn it online. This way they can learn more. But when you say copy and paste it, I think if they learn it and if they learn it where they apply it and they pass, I got no problem with that. But I understand where she's coming from.
I think the schools are going to have to get more creative with overcoming that by forcing the students to maybe give oral examinations as opposed to cutting and pasting. There are ways around, you know, some of the plagiarism that's going on if it's that rampant. Yeah.
Well, the cutting and pasting, you think would happen on every other kid's page, and you know something would be going on, right?
Right.
Oral, yeah, interesting.
Bring the kid up. Okay, Johnny wanted you to make an oral lecture to the class on what you learned today.
She made a good point. Uh-huh. Parents never blame their kids. It's not my kid. I've seen that. Back in the early days, it was their kids. But anyway, let's go to, not anymore. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ed and Roger.
Hey, bro.
About the debate last night, I agree that by appearance-wise, and her presentation, I think Donna won that debate.
Right.
She's more charismatic. But my problem with what Donna had said is the same thing that all these politicians say about not taxing, you know, corporations aren't being taxed.
Right.
The thing of it is, and I'm going to parrot Neil Bortz, and I still subscribe to his podcast. You know, he's a great guy. I like listening to his stuff. And here's what Neil has always said. Corporations will never be taxed because when corporations are taxed, that cost is passed on to you, the consumer, who we pay, again, not as a tax, as a corporation tax that the Democrats want you to believe it is. It's the higher cost of the goods and services that they pass on to us.
Well, that's true, but that could be said about Social Security taxes. I mean, even though they got to pay it, I mean, they're still going to cover up that cost. Let's say you had no corporate tax, Jim. Let's go down that road. They're still going to make up their money. They still got to pay local taxes. They still got to pay property taxes. They're going to make up their money paying for that FICA tax for what they have to pay as well. So they're still going to pass it on to the consumer no matter what.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah. So I'm with you.
It's all in name that make people think, oh, corporations are not paying an income tax. Well, of course they're not paying an income tax.
Well, they're going to write it off, but yeah, I mean, there's still
capital gains, not income.
Yeah, they're still going to make on that. So I watched the whole thing last night. I knew she was going to, but I mean, you know, the one thing I will say about Congressman Rutherford, if you know him, he's the most laid back. He's harmless. And I think if he came across that way, people look back and like Kamala Harris. Kamala, he's probably was more inner thighs than Pence last week. But I think Pence overall kicked her rear end based on his tone and based on substance. But she was more pumped up than Pence. But last night, everybody knows about Rutherford, Jim. That's just his demeanor. It's not offensive at all. And I think that still resonates with people.
I agree. You're absolutely right on that. And I just hope that the voters see through the bull that the left is pushing, the Kamalas, the Donnas, et cetera. You know, just see through the crap. Just see through it and vote. You know, the people that will get it done.
All right, brother. I appreciate the call. Let me play a little bit more of the debate that took place last night. Here was Donna Deegan on the issue of Obamacare and a public option for competition. But she didn't tell you who is the other competition. Listen to this.
So I do support the Affordable Care Act. And what I would do is I would add a robust public option to that that would create some competition. Republicans usually think competition is good.
Mm-hmm.
Create some competition to start to bring those prices down. And then we tell...
Hey, did you hear that?
It would make public private insurance go away. But anyway, that's another issue.
No, actually, public option would... Well, okay.
It would drive them out of the business.
Okay, again, Republicans like competition, right?
the drug companies, the pharmaceutical companies,
let's blame them.
They have to negotiate for drug prices.
Okay, so Donna Deegan says, hey, I love competition. I'm a conservative Republican.
Yeah.
Well, listen to what Kent Justice Kent's got a great tone to himself. This is what Kent Justice, the moderator from News 4 Jax, said last night after that comment.
That public option is government health care. Is that accurate?
It would create competition.
That's your competition.
Government. How many employers would continue to offer health care as
not
a fringe benefit if they know that the government's going to do it for free?
That's a great question.
From a Medicare type system, and then people could also choose to stay with their private insurance.
Oh, yeah.
No, they won't.
You're right.
Because they have no say. It's their employer that offers it in 90% of the cases.
We've been asking this question, okay? Because listen to what she says. Listen to who she blames for the cost of Obamacare. So this is what Congressman Rutherford said, the reason why he didn't support Obamacare.
And so I did not support the Affordable Care Act, and I'll tell you why. In the last 5 years, it's not affordable. If you're a 27-year-old single individual, your premium has gone up 61%. If you're a family of four, it's gone up 71%. It is anything but affordable. And in a family of four, and this is in the silver, low-cost plan.
All right. Most people don't follow that. Okay, but he's correct. Listen to what Deegan said of, let me see if I got that clip right here. Okay, you guys ready for this? The reason why Obamacare premiums are going up. This is by Democrat Donna Deegan. Here we go.
Okay, and as far as the prices actually...
Listen to this spin. Here we go.
Going up on premiums over the last 4 years. You know why?
Why?
Because from the moment the ACA was passed, Republicans have been trying to kill it.
That's not the... Wait. What do you mean? That drove up the cost? Republicans have been trying to kill it, so it drove up the cost? That doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. I interrupted. Continue.
And the president decided to stop paying subsidies that were promised to insurance companies.
Well, wait a second. The costs were already going up before Trump got into office. All right? Again, I have to... I'm sorry. I'm interrupting her. I should be quiet.
Yeah,
excuse me, Ed. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I'm speaking.
I'm sorry, Ms. Deegan. I apologize. I'm sorry, Tim. Don't hit me. All right. Here we go.
And the president decided to stop paying subsidies that were promised to insurance companies. He stopped advertising to let people know that coverage, the times for a sign up were available. He stopped.
Folks, do you know that every insurance company is sending you that's involved in it are sending you notices if you sign up for it? How many of y'all knew that? All right. She's right. They kind of did stop some of the advertising. I get it. But that's not why the costs have been going up.
Helping people navigate the system. I mean, there are so many things that he did that have caused premiums to go up and up and up and up. So the Affordable Care Act always needed a fix. It always needed a public option. Usually Democrats and Republicans work together to make a big bill better. In this case, the Republicans have just tried to kill it since day one.
She says, well, they wouldn't pay for the subsidies. No, you mean for the bailouts of the insurance companies. The insurance companies knew what they were getting. And by the way, the insurance companies lost money on the Obamacare side. That is documented. The reason why your costs are going up, because we have about, what we did a few years ago, 38 healthcare providers. With Obamacare in some states, it went down to 7. In some states, it went down to 2 to 3. Guess what? Is that competition? No, it is not. That's the reason why your costs are going up. There's only 3 at the table. They can charge you whatever you want. And the costs are going up because the government comes in and says, we got extra 10 other areas that you got to cover. If you're 70 years old, you got to pay for prenatal care. You got to pay for pregnancy. Did you know that was in Obamacare? Oh, yeah. It was called the 10 Essential Benefits. Yeah, that's right. And so there's more costs going out than income is coming in. You have been taking money out of Medicare to pay for this. You've taxed the rich. You got a Cadillac tax, the pharmaceutical tax, and you still didn't have enough money to pay for Obamacare. This was already happened before Trump and the individual mandate was gone. So can somebody please tell me the real, because I just gave you some of the real reasons why Obamacare has gone up. And you didn't get to keep your doctor. And many of you got kicked off Obamacare. Oh, look, Obamacare's numbers are going through the roof. You know why? Because you're going on Medicaid. Medicaid got included with that, with the states that had Medicaid expansion. How many of y'all knew that? That's like saying, we're going to get rid of the city of Jacksonville. In Arlington, we created 30 jobs, but we didn't tell you that 30 of those jobs left Mandarin. and they moved to Arlington. So they called it job creation. It's no job creation. I've seen cities do that all the time. I've seen economic developments do
change of address.
Just change of address, but they call it a job increase. Oh, Obama numbers are because you kicked them off. So they had to go somewhere, so the state took them on their Medicaid, which is part of the Medicaid expansion.
Why do people know this stuff?
I wish they would. I'm not smarter than you out there, folks. I'm just, as a journalist,
have to do the homework.
I have to do my homework. And by the way, the University of South Florida, we had a big story about this years ago. How come the costs haven't dropped? They said, well, just give it 5 more years. They couldn't give you the reason why.
I always thought the reason why the costs were high is that the Obamacare numbers were dependent upon 100% participation. And even with the penalties, people were not always participating. They'd rather pay the penalty.
On the theory, you are correct. The more money, you're exactly correct. The more money in the system should drive down the cost.
Right.
But for some reason, why it hasn't happened?
Not that it was the best system. You know, I personally don't think the middleman of the insurance jacking everything up by at least one third is going to be cost effective. But anyway, that's another topic
all right.
altogether.
904-831-0600. Your calls plus the ripoff of the week coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
All lanes are blocked and traffic is totally stopped on 295 headed north, right between Phillips and State Road 9B. To try and avoid it, take Southside. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy today with a chance of rain. The high 85, partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 70. Right now, 68 degrees.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
You are invited to daydream of this rare opportunity to lease freestanding commercial space in beautiful Ponte Vedra Beach. Zoning allows for use as an office, retail, medical, school, or event venue, and much more. With over 7,500 square feet, the options are endless with this unique building, located among national retailers along one of the area's busiest roads. There are tile floors, beautiful arched pathways, outdoor event space with a water feature, monument signage, majestic landscaping, and more. Located 1 mile from the beautiful sandy beaches of the Atlantic coast and positioned near TPC Sawgrass, this property may be exactly what you're looking for. This is your opportunity to lease prime commercial space in Ponte Vedra Beach. Call Kayla DeGuzman with Prime Realty at 904-67-LEASE to discuss the possibilities. That's 904-67-LEASE, and let's turn your daydream into a reality.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
All right. This segment of the morning show, which is the ripoff of the week, is brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Three locations, Ponte Vedra, San Marco, and Avondale. UnderwoodJewelers.com, UnderwoodJewelers.com, or visit them at the stores, man. By the way, I enjoy going to the stores. It's worth it. Trust me. All right. Adam Andrzejewski is the founder and CEO of OpenTheBooks.com, also a senior policy contributor, Forbes.com. So I want to follow through. I don't know if anything's changed. They are saying that there may or may not be another stimulus package there. The Dems claim they went from $3.2 trillion now to $2.2. Trump says he's ready to go bold and big at $1.8, maybe even spend more. But what you have pointed out in your articles also at OpenTheBooks.com and at Forbes.com that you say do not bail out the blue states. Oh, and by the way, don't bail out the red ones either. Has the red ones gotten worse than the blue ones or not?
Well, look, in the state of Texas, there's 85,000 six-figure public employees at every level. Look, you can make $160,000 writing speeches for the University of Texas president. So look, Texas has its problems also, but it's nothing like the blue states, like California that's got 340,000 six-figure public employees.
Wow.
Well, we've covered on your program over the years that 44 lifeguards in L.A. County make between $300,000 and $365,000 a year, Ed.
And by the way, this would be all covered under the COVID.
Well, it would. So if we go back, there's been about $4 trillion worth of congressional coronavirus aid thrown at all kinds of entities, that many of which don't deserve aid. And so, look, the president has held off on this new round of coronavirus aid that Nancy Pelosi really wanted. She started this back in May. She called it the Heroes Act. And the president has rightfully held off on it. Look, at Forbes, we've gotten 4.5 million views on our oversight on the bailout of the states. Like, for instance, in New York, the plumbers in the school districts out-earn the school janitors, and the plumbers earn, school janitors out-earn the principals, and the janitors earn up to $265,000 a year.
Oh, my. I won't ask you the reasons why, because you're more of the numbers guy, but we could. People listening to this right now are going to sit back and say, how in the blazes did all of this get covered under the auspice of healthcare or those that have lost jobs or part of the COVID relief out there? So, I mean, even when some of these, you could sit back and say, okay, did they lose their jobs and they didn't? Or did we suffice by saying that they didn't get enough, emergency money when they came to cover? What's it called again, Roger, when emergency, you're giving money, like you're there to cover like Publix. What do they call it? You're working harder, but you're there working among people who may have COVID.
Hazard pay.
Okay. So that's what I'm curious about this. But here's the thing: if Biden gets in, this will be the 3.3 that the Democrats, they'll get $4 to $5 trillion, wouldn't they?
Absolutely, because they're going to go into the blue states and cover all their long-term pension liabilities. People move from my state in Illinois to Florida for one reason, in large part. And it's because Illinois has $251 billion, $250 billion in unfunded pension liability. And we broke news on your program last spring that if you're in Illinois, you owe more for a family of four, $76,000 in unfunded pension liability than on average you make in a year at $64,000.
Man, hey, by the way, for the audience out there, when we had the first bill, by the way, which a lot of Republicans supported too, by the way, the CARES Act, arts, museum, jet fuel, if you had to take away all, the things that probably weren't even COVID related, how many billions were we probably looking at wasteful spending?
So back in the day, it was a negotiation. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, he introduced a 250-page coronavirus aid relief bill. And it eventually became a $2,900,000 CARES Act. And it looks like the same thing's going on right now. So you had Pelosi, as you rightfully said, came in with over $3 trillion. The president in the Senate, a Republican, said, no deal unless it's targeted. But now it looks like the president's starting to cave and has come up to going big at $1.8 trillion. That would be a bad move, Mr. President.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, the argument could be made if it was more directed at businesses than instead of some of the wasteful amount of that the states have.
But which, Ed, the small businesses, a report just came out, the small businesses are back to where they were before the pandemic started. They don't need any more relief. Look, if you're a hotel, if you're a restaurant, maybe you got a claim to some of these things. But the economy's roaring back. It isn't a V.
Well, we still lost quite a few thousands of jobs out there. That's all. I'm with you on that. But, I mean, we still lost jobs, so maybe we're not fully back as well. But, listen, Adam Andrzejewski, read his articles at Forbes.com. Also, OpenTheBooks.com. OpenTheBooks.com. Adam, we're going to do more of this next week. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, good story. By the way, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Three locations, San Marco, Ponte Vedra, and Avondale. Also go to UnderwoodJewelers.com, UnderwoodJewelers.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We still have that slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and Luna Street. Add an extra 3 minutes. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy today with a chance of rain. The high 85, partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 70. Right now, 68 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. President Trump and Joe Biden tee up dueling town halls. Montana Senate race shatters state spending records. Those stories next. You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. Tonight originally to have been the second presidential debate of 2020. Instead, President Trump and Joe Biden making their cases to voters in town halls on competing TV networks. The president appearing on NBC, Biden simultaneously on ABC. On one level, this sets up an unscientific opportunity for early voting, as political observers will want to check the TV ratings tomorrow morning to see who drew the larger audience in the dueling events. The battle over a U.S. Senate seat in Montana generally draws little interest nationally. But here in 2020, political spending shattering all records in the state, and political action committees have poured $118 million into the state, and there are 2 weeks to go before the election. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So I do support the Affordable Care Act, and what I would do is I would add a robust public option to that that would create some competition. Republicans usually think competition is good.
This is Democrat Donna Deegan last night, the candidate running against Congressman John Rutherford. The debate took place last night, News 4 Jax. She says, I'm all about competition. Republicans should love competition. This is what she said.
create some competition to start to bring those prices down. And then we tell the drug companies, the pharmaceutical companies, that they have to negotiate for drug prices.
All right, so the bottom line is she says, in healthcare, we need competition. And then the moderator, host Ken Justice, said this.
That public option is government healthcare. Is that accurate?
It would create competition from a Medicare type system, and then people could also choose.
Can I ask a question? Would that be a monopoly competition right there? Oh yeah, we're going to create competition, but instead the big dog in the backyard is government. So yeah, we're going to create more competition for you. Instead of having competition take place within the competition, we're going to create a bigger opponent for competition. That competition is going to be the federal government when it comes to a public option plan. Anyway, all right, more coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville. 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.